Oh, good morning. This morning we're going to look at the story of how God gave Moses the Ten Commandments and what they are. So we're going to read from Exodus. Well, kind of tell the story in my own words, verse, because reading it all, you might get a little bored. So, but we'll go through and pick out some verses and I'll read them. So we're going to start reading a couple verses in chapter 17, and it says, "And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, what ye have seen I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare unto you eagles' wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me, and above all the people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation, and these are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, which laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And then, so the people have said that they'll do whatever God commands. And so Moses went up into a cloud and the Lord gave Moses instructions and said, The Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And on the third day, God would give Moses his commandments. So it all came to pass, and they did that, and then God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and then I'm going to read them, and then we'll go through them a little bit. And in chapter 20, it says, I'll start reading, and we'll read to the end of where the Ten Commandments end. And it says, And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of the bondage. And thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. And thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I the Lord thy God am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless which taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, and in it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's." And that's where it ends. So I'm going to go down through here a little bit, and I'm going to read each one, and then we'll see if you can describe it a little bit. So the first one says, Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. What do you think that means? Yep. It says, Thou shalt not have And second verse, I should have read the next one too. It says, thou shalt not make any graven image or any likeness of anything that is above heaven, or that is in the earth beneath, or is that is in the water under the earth. So what it's saying is, don't put anything in your life before me. And that doesn't sound very hard sometimes when you're little, but sometimes when you get bigger, it's kind of hard. If you value something a lot, you have to keep yourself in check and make sure that we put God first in everything that we do. The next one is, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. Oh, this is still talking about no other gods. All right. The next one is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless and taketh his name in vain. What do you think that's saying? Don't say bad words, that's right. And here it might be saying, take God's name in vain, but that's kind of the same thing as saying bad words. We should need to watch our language, because it's very easy when we're not being careful that we can say things that we really don't want to say. The next one is, and the short version is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What do you think that means? Yep. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That means we're not supposed to work on Sunday. It's supposed to be set apart to worship God. The next one is, honor thy father and thy mother. Listen to your parents. It sounds pretty easy sometimes. Sounds pretty easy to say. But it's not always very easy to do. Especially when you think you know better. The next, some of these are pretty straightforward. Thou shalt not kill. This one's pretty self-explanatory, that we're not supposed to kill. And we can also put in there, we should be kind, and we should be loving. And so there's a whole lot of things in there too that are not good that we shouldn't do either. And we'll skip, thou shalt not commit adultery, because I don't know if you guys know all that. And then, thou shalt not steal. Yep, don't take what's not yours. That one's pretty easy too. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Don't lie or speak bad about your neighbor. And that can go for your friends, or even sometimes if you don't like your friends and you really don't like what they did, we still can't speak bad about them. We're supposed to speak kind and nicely. And the last one, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, and thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. You know what that means? Exactly right. Don't want what's not yours. And don't covet what your friends have, or maybe even what your siblings have that you wish that you had. Or you could even say, don't covet your siblings' easy schoolwork, because I didn't like my hard schoolwork when I was in school. So that, I think, wraps up all 10. And that's God's commandments. Now, that's in the Old Testament. That still applies to today in what we do. So may we remember these and purpose to do them in our hearts, even when it's not very easy. So that's all that I had. So maybe we can say prayer, and then we'll go back to our parents. Lord, as we come to you this from this day. Thank you for another day. Just pray that you be with each one of us. Help us to remember to do your will and keep your commandments and to love you and to serve you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you can go back to your parents.